Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all season long, with your host, Calvin Wright. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast. It is the starts and sits. It is, well, about a couple hours before week 8, halfway through the season. It is Saturday, October 26th. So sorry this episode is getting out a lot later than I had intended. Usually try to get it out actually Friday night, and it's now Saturday night. I had the ACT this morning. Science section took it out of me, but I got to all your questions. I have all of them here on the show, so we're just going to hop right into it. Question number one, Chase Edmonds or Ty Johnson? Now, this question, it was requested 3 times, so I better get this right. I would play Ty Johnson. Goodness, I'm tired. Chase Edmonds, he's looked phenomenal in recent weeks, but this matchup against the Saints, it scares me. Now, Ty Johnson, he hasn't done much yet. He's been the backup, but he's got one of the juiciest matchups possible against the Giants, so he should be fairly productive, especially as a receiver, which it gives him a safe floor in PPR leagues. He looks to be the guy now that Kerryon Johnson is, and while we've seen Matt Patricia, I mentioned it, he does not use a workhorse running back. Ty Johnson, he should be the main guy at least this week against the Giants. So I would go Ty Johnson over Chase Edmonds this week. Number two, pick two, Devontae Adams, Golden Tate, or Mike Evans. It was just announced, I think today actually, that Devontae Adams has been ruled out. So that makes it a little bit easier. So I'm going to use all my knowledge and skills. I think I'm going to go with Tate and Evans, especially in PPR leagues. All right, A.J. Brown or Kenny Stills? Ooh, this is a good one. I'm going to go with Kenny Stills. Both had great weeks last week, and I think Stills, he has more upside, though. His snap percentage went up from the teens to the 90s as soon as Fuller was out, so he will be involved. The Oakland secondary is pure garbage. They just gave up an incredible game to everyone on the Packers. And while the Buccaneers secondary is pretty bad, I do worry a little bit about Tannehill and Henry. The Buccaneers line, it is a force to be reckoned with. They are allowing, I think, only 68 rush yards per game. So if Henry can't going, that really hurts the Titans offense as a whole. And I think if anything happens through the air, it's going to be going to Corey Davis most likely. Now, I think they get a lot of pressure on Tannehill, like I said, and force him to throw, you know, those downfield throws. I don't think there's going to be enough time to develop. So Kenny Stills, kind of boom or bust, but I think this week he booms. So David Montgomery this week, next question. Now Montgomery, he's been a bust. I talked about it on the 5-player podcast earlier this week, but this is his last week. I think this matchup, it's tasty, and I don't really have any confidence at all. If you've been hit with buys and injuries, he can be started. Just know, don't bank on anything. But this is kind of the last week. It's a good matchup, and you just got to cross your fingers and hope it happens. Cortland Sutton, Josh Jacobs, or Derrick Henry, half PPR? I would go with Sutton and Jacobs. I think they said pick two. If he plays Derrick Henry, he's facing Buccaneers, who I mentioned they are the top run defense in the league. Henry, he's not really Mr. Efficient, so I can see him having a pretty bad day against us. If they can stop Christian McCaffrey, I think they can stop Derrick Henry. Josh Jacobs should have a game. Cortland Sutton in half-point PPR. I think Sutton has a big game receiving. So number six, Winston or Fitzpatrick? I'm blowing through these. Sorry if it's too fast. I just want to get it up as soon as possible. Okay, Jameis Winston or Ryan Fitzpatrick? I'm going Winston. The Titans' defense, it's pretty good, and he always, you know, has that chance of throwing 5 turnovers, but as weird as it sounds, I trust Winston more than Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Dolphins, they are the pinnacle of awful, and Fitzpatrick is their leader of being awful. Now, Fitzpatrick is good for, I mean, I'm not starting Fitzpatrick in any league. I don't know what type of injuries you have dealt with on your team. I am not starting Fitzpatrick anywhere, so I'm going Winston. Odell Beckham Jr. or Devin Singletary? I can't believe this. Devin Singletary? No way, right? He's still coming back from an injury. He has a hard matchup against Philadelphia, and he's sharing touches with Frank Gore. But, goodness gracious, I would personally go with Devin Singletary. Yes, Odell Beckham Jr., he's one of the best. And yes, he can explode, but I know one thing. The Patriots' defense is scary. They are unlike anything else in this league right now. And I could really see them just coming in and killing Baker Mayfield. We saw them do it Sam Darnold and Jameson Crowder, Robbie Anderson, irrelevant that game. So the Browns offense of line, it is literally garbage. I don't really see a world where the Patriots allow Baker to make any decent throws, especially with Gilmore on Odell Beckham Jr. So I guess I'm going Devin Singletary over Odell Beckham Jr. I feel like I need to take a shower after saying that. And yeah, okay, next one. Austin Hooper or Everett? I'm going Austin Hooper. Hooper, he's a must start every week for me. I think he's number one tight end right now. Matt Ryan, he has been ruled out. But in my opinion, that almost helps Hooper a little bit, as the backup quarterback is probably going to rely on the tight end and dump off. So increases the value of Devontae Freeman this game, I think, a little bit. And Sanu leaving, I don't think that's going to hurt Hooper at all, in my opinion, really. So yeah, I'm going Austin Hooper unless I've got George Kittle or Zach Ertz. But even then, I think I'd still go Austin Hooper. Okay, Devontae Freeman or Ty Johnson, PPR. Just talked about Freeman a little bit. And I would still personally go Ty Johnson this week. Now, Freeman, he has been pretty good. And in PPR, he should be pretty safe because you can see a lot of dump-offs with the Ryan out. But it's like I said earlier, give me anyone against the Giants. Ty Johnson, he should have a big game. The Giants, they just gave up that, I think, 32 fantasy points to Chase Edmonds last week. Ty Johnson, I think he can do it this week. So Brissett or Winston? This one's tricky since, you know, we all know Jameis Winston, he can crash. And when he crashes hard. It's never just a little fender bender. He goes full straight on into that train with a thing of TNT in his trunk. But neither, they have good matchups this week. But I'd go Winston since the yardage is pretty much a guarantee. Because if he self-destructs, that just means he has to throw more. And we saw, I think it was against the Titans, he had something like five interceptions. No, Panthers. It was in the London game. He had five interceptions, but he had 500 yards. So Brissett should have a decent game. He's got a tricky matchup. But Winston, I think Jameis Winston, I think he'll get it done. They don't have much of a running game. Ronald Jones, he's looked pretty good. But they are definitely a pass-first team right now. So I'm going Winston over Brissett. Cortland Sutton, DJ Chark, or Kenny Stills? I would go Sutton. Stills, I mentioned he's a boomer bust, and I do think he's going to boom, but Sutton, he's really safe, and he's been really good. Now, Chark, he's a good option, too, but I have more confidence in Sutton, especially PPR leagues. Now, Sutton, he's been a wide receiver one. He's top 12, and with Sanders being shipped out this past week, I think this could be a really big game for him, especially PPR format, since he is really the only target there in the passing game right now. All right, Keenan Allen or Corey Davis? I would go Corey Davis. That mostly comes down to the injury with Keenan Allen, and I guess it comes down really what's going on tomorrow morning. But if it comes down to a game time decision, I'd go Davis since there's a really good chance Allen, he could come in for a couple snaps and get more hurt. Now, hamstring injuries, they're very easy to re-aggravate. I think it's ACL. Well, both of them, hamstring and ACL injuries. I typed that up wrong. Both of those injuries are very easy to re-aggravate during a game. Now, I don't like Derrick Henry much, but I think Corey Davis, he should have a good game. Now, the Titans, as I mentioned, they aren't going to get much going on the ground, but Tampa Bay's secondary, it's very beatable. And Davis, he looks to be the number one for Tannehill, so I think if anything happens, Tennessee offensive-wise, it's going to be going through the air, and if it's going through Corey Davis, or going through the air, I think Corey Davis will be involved. So I'm going Corey Davis over Keenan Allen, Singletary over Odell Beckham Jr. I know. It's a strange world we live in, the world of fantasy football. But those are my takes for this week, and I hope this was helpful. If you have any more questions about this all, please DM me. This one, it wasn't quite as in-depth or I just kind of rushed through it. I tried to give my best, but I am running on very little sleep with the ACT this morning. So thanks for listening. Thanks for submitting questions. And I hope your matchups go well. And make sure you follow Prophet here and on Instagram and wherever you follow me already. Okay. Thank you. Have a good week.